You're listening to SBS News.
Feeling down, stressed or anxious? Concerned about your mental health? MyCompass can help.
MyCompass is an online self-help program offered by the mental health research organisation, the Black Dog Institute. It offers treatment for mild to moderate stress, anxiety and depression, and is just one of a growing list of online tools designed to tackle mental health problems and bring down suicide rates. Black Dog Institute Director Helen Christensen says it is about reaching as many people as possible who could be at risk.
Technology allows scale. It's available 24/7. It can be sourced in a timely way, so you don't have to wait for somebody to contact you. You can get information straight away. You can call people. You can get a response through even automated chatbots.
Shanae Pierce, who runs the online youth mental health site Biteback, first attempted suicide when she was 14 years old. She says online help would have certainly helped her.
That would have been amazing. I did a lot of my venting online, avid Dr. Googler, and if there was something available online, I definitely would have used it because it would have given me some sort of privacy around the issue and given me kind of like a running start before I spoke to somebody face to face.
The Black Dog Institute has launched a major research project to see how technology can best be harnessed to create a far-reaching and tailor-made safety net. It wants help to reach Australians regardless of their age, gender, location, cultural background, or socioeconomic status. Helen Christensen says most people at risk of suicide do not seek traditional mental health services, meaning online tools can prove crucial.
So we know that many people, up to maybe 60% of people, will attempt suicide or even take their own lives and not have been in contact with the health service. I think a scale, getting to everybody, is the only way that we're really going to change suicide rates, because we can't predict who's going to make a suicide attempt.
An average of at least 6 Australians every day die from suicide, with a further 30 attempting to take their own lives. That suicide rate has not declined in the past decade. The wide-sweeping prevention tactic is designed to reach people even if they do not realise they have a problem. Shanae Pierce says she can relate.
For me personally, I didn't really feel like I was experiencing any sort of mental illness. I just had this fixed belief that I was a burden and that I just was not a great person to be around, that I was different and that I didn't belong.
For some, the stigma of mental health can stop them from seeking help. Monica Das helps run an organisation called Hathi in the Room, which helps women in the Indian and South Asian communities. She says she knows firsthand about the concerns over seeking help for mental health problems.
In my sort of cultural community, I found it very difficult to even open up and tell anybody what was going on. To be honest, there was that fear that it was a sign of weakness on my part, that I should almost be ashamed.
Ms. Stas's organisation is a reminder that, when it comes to suicide prevention, it is not just about reaching those in need, but making sure the message is heard.
A lot of people these days may not get the chance to sort of get out of their day-to-day lives and go and speak to someone and sit down and talk to them. So if they can see people sharing their stories, say through videos, are able to connect with some material that we've posted online, that helps them out a little bit.
If you or someone you know needs immediate help, you can call Lifeline at any time on 13 11 14. Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.